Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I'm pretty busy these days trying to get people prepared for whatever may be ahead in our lives. Hey, listen, I hope we just have nothing but prosperous, wonderful, amazing things happen in our world until Jesus comes back, but I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case, and I want us to be prepared and ready. If it stays great, amen, but if it doesn't, I want to be just as strong in that hard place as I am on the pulpit in the good places, amen? And we're making a mistake if we don't ask ourselves, am I ready for that? We need to ask ourselves if we're ready, if we need to go through difficulty and stay firm. Now, what sense does it make if you're doing the right thing, but you're just having trouble because of it? Well, it's just kind of part of the thing. And the whole thing is if you got problems in your life right now, you feel like you're being attacked, it's for one of two reasons. Either you've opened the door by doing something stupid and you've let the enemy in, or you're doing something right and the enemy's mad about it and he's trying to come against you to get you to stop it. And you don't need to try to figure out which one it is. You just pray and ask God to show you if you're wrong, keep showing you if you're right. And either way, I'm going to keep on keeping on, and I'm going to come out with the victory on the other side. You know, I can tell you, the devil's on a rampage. I mean, he's just absolutely having an all-out fit, and I think it's because he knows his time is short. I mean, the devil is trying everything he can to get as many people as he can to no longer believe in God. He's trying to get God out of our schools, God out of our government, God out of our society. He's trying to frighten Christians and make them think that they need to be quiet about what they believe. And it's not just going on here, it's going on worldwide. But we've had a lot of freedom here that we haven't appreciated and maybe protected. And we need to step up our game a little bit and start saying, I'm not going to be quiet. And God's not going to go away. Listen, I know lots of good people. I mean, great people that are going through some really, really, really difficult things right now. I mean, really difficult things. I mean, you talk about, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'm so proud of different ones of them because they love God just as much in the valley as they did on the mountaintop. They love God just as much when things are hard as they did when things were good. And I tell you what, we can say, well, I believe this and I believe that and I trust God, but we don't have a clue what we believe until our beliefs get tested. And I want to make sure that for my part as a teacher in the body of Christ, that I do what God would have me do to help get you prepared, not for just every bad thing that comes along, but to stand firm in difficult times. Yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So that's kind of going to be the thread of where we go, because when you're doing what's right, you're not getting a right result. Sometimes it can be confusing. It's like, well, I did what you asked me to do, and things are no better than they were before. Or how about this? I did what you asked me to do, and my circumstances are worse. I got a good laugh from over there. Somebody understands that. I mean, I can talk about when God called me into ministry and, you know, I was just trying to obey God. I mean, I really felt like God was calling me to teach and I didn't know it was going to make everybody mad. I thought they'd all think it was cool that I was going to obey God, but I didn't know hardly anybody that thought it was a good thing. They thought I was crazy and a lunatic and a rebel and told me I shouldn't do it because of this, and I shouldn't do it because of that, and who did I think I was? And I'm just like, I just was trying to obey God. So here I step out, and I obey God, and I lose all my friends. Well, that was kind of disappointing. And you know, as somebody who really didn't have a whole lot of the word in them yet, it still is a marvel to me that I hung on and went on with God. So I think sometimes even when we would give up, God won't let us give up. And he hangs on to us and helps us go on to the next place because he sees our heart. And so then I taught home Bible studies for 5 years, one in my home and one in somebody else's. And then at the end of that 5 years, I felt like God told me to lay those down. Behold, I do a new thing. That was a great word of God that I got. And so for a year, I did nothing. Well, that didn't seem to work. What happens when you really believe that God's leading you and you step out and do what you really believe he told you to do and it just doesn't seem like it's working? Well, you can get confused. You can get all down in the dumps. You can go start acting emotionally and make a bunch of weird mistakes, or you can just hang on and say, well, God, I believe you're still going to come through. And if I did make a mistake, then you can take even my worst mistake and you can still work it out for my good because my heart was right when I did what I did. I could tell you story after story after story of right decisions that I've made that didn't seem to get right results right away. And the Bible says in Galatians 6:9, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, whatever that is, and who knows what that is, that just, I know God knows I love him and this won't offend him, but sometimes that scripture annoys me. It's like, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You know, and especially it annoys me when I'm going through something and somebody comes and gives me that as a word from God. Because here's the thing, why does it annoy you? Because nobody knows what due season is. Only God does, and it sounds good, but you still don't know any more than you did before. It could be another 20 years or another 5 years, or it could be in the next 5 minutes. And so really, the message there that God is giving us is just keep on keeping on until I show up. Just keep on keeping on until I show up. Listen, if you feel like you haven't heard anything new from God in the last 5 years, then just keep doing the last thing you heard. And that's what it means to be faithful. Amen? I haven't gotten any big news from God in a long time. I'm just doing what I do. I mean, people ask me all the time, this is another thing that could annoy me sometimes. But since I'm practicing trying to be sweet, I won't let it. Well, what's God saying to you these days, Joyce? He loves me. Keep doing it. You know, keep trying to help people. Well, what's your vision now? What do you want to do that you haven't done yet? I just want to help people. Well, a lot of times that don't suit people. They want some real fancy thing. You know what? I just get up and love God and serve the Lord with gladness and go about your business and be, if you're a mother, be a good mother. If you're a wife, be a good wife. If you're a husband, be a good husband. Love people, help the poor, help the needy. Do what you know to do to represent God right and be happy about it. Come on, there's not something wrong with you because you're not floating around on a cloud getting angelic prophecies every day. Woo! Now, we think, you know, something exciting has got to be going on all the time. You know what? I remember when I was excited just to know I wasn't going to hell. How about if we just stay excited about that? Amen. Hey, we're going to live forever in the right place. We're not going to be in the hot place. We're going to be in the cool place. All right, now. To be led in the paths of righteousness and to grow, we have to do new things. We have to be willing to change. And here's a little sheep fact. They will stay in the same pasture forever if the shepherd doesn't move them. Matter of fact, they will wear out the pasture They will destroy the pasture, and it and them will get infected with parasites. They need to be moved regularly in order to be healthy. Deuteronomy 1:6. Thus says the Lord, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain. Come on, some of you have been dancing around the same stinking problem. You've had the same bad attitude for the last 20 years. You've been mad at the same person for the last 5 years. You've had the same chip on your shoulder since you were 20 years old. And it's time to move on. It's time, yes, you're made right with God through your faith in Christ, but now it's time to shine a little brighter. The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. Can I tell you something? Jesus is the hope of the world, but people are not going to see Jesus if they don't see him through his people. Wherever God has got you, whatever neighborhood, whatever job, whatever school, whatever church, you are strategically placed by God for a purpose. And your purpose is to shine. Come on. Well, I just don't know what God wants me to do. I don't know what my call is. Shine. Go to work and smile. And when people ask you why you're so happy all the time, tell them, because I know Jesus. I've always got hope. My circumstances may not always be what I want them to be, but he's my helper. Change always requires new challenges. God wants us to follow him and move when he says move and stay when he says stay. Sometimes we want to stay and God says move, and sometimes we want to move and God says stay. And we don't have time to go there right now, but in Numbers chapter 9, we have a great example of when the cloud covered the tabernacle, when the Israelites were traveling through the wilderness. They were led by a cloud during the day and fire by night. And if you read Numbers 9, 17 through 22, they're just really beautiful scriptures, because it basically says that sometimes the cloud stayed a day and then it moved and they had to move. And sometimes it stayed overnight and sometimes it stayed several days. And so they never knew when God was going to move. But when God moved, they needed to move. Now, how can you tell when God is finished with something? There's nothing that makes you more miserable than to keep holding on to something that God got done with a long time ago. And here's the thing we've got to be careful of. Sometimes when God is trying to move us, we start trying to find something wrong with, well, I'm just not getting anything out of being in this church anymore. I tell you, the pastor must be in sin.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, he wants to guide us every day. As we trust him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that he promises everyone, eternal life with him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with everyday study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.